This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sin. I'll be right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweet. You know how it goes, right? I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. And, man, there's a lot of stuff that's going to go on tonight here, especially in the show. We're going to talk about North Korea in the first hour. And there's, you know, again, can we trust? Can we not trust what's going on there? How do we trust and verify or try to, work through with the little Asian guy out there? I mean, many of you don't see any way we could trust him, don't see any way we can actually make things work, but I don't agree with you. Then we've got Lawrence Peck's going to join us. He's an expert on China and North Korea. What's really going on there? Now, what are we hearing in the news, on the news, on the mainstream station? But what really is happening there? That's what I want to know. I'm tired. I am so tired of this fight. You know, and it's not even a fight between each other. It's a fight of the news, for God's sakes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. In the second hour, we're going to talk about global warming, cooling, climate, what did I hear the other day? Climate disruption, I think is what they called it. And it must be being disrupted because, right, we've got record-breaking freezes in Chicago. And then today I could have sat by the pool in California. So that's why it has to be climate disruption now. Otherwise, it makes absolutely no sense. You know what I'm saying? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, look, if you head up to the website, right, give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I let you know who's going to be on the show and topics going to be discussed and that kind of stuff. And you can actually even sign up to be notified by text message. I don't send them out every night. I don't want to make you guys nuts. But it's one of the ways we can get the message out. So if you want to be alerted that the show's getting ready to start, then I want you to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Okay. Can I pull this off? No, I'm going to save it. All right. So we're going to, my favorite subject, the one I'm not supposed to talk about. Shh, don't tell anybody. Abortion. And not because I just want to beat on abortion. I actually, in the third hour, I want to beat on the Democrats. I want to beat on the far left. I'm not talking about the moderates because I've talked to some of them. They're up in arms too. But I'm talking about the ones that are so far left that they worship Satan at this point in time. Yeah, you heard me. You have an attorney that actually, and we'll talk, I knew I was going to be able to save this. It's actually going to, can't answer the question as to whether or not the baby in the womb, the baby. Now, even for those of you who are for abortion, totally 100% in for abortion, my question to you would be, is there a point where it's not okay anymore? I mean, if it's a breech birth and you got feet coming out, is it okay where it's not that maybe at that point no abortion is no longer an option? Would you say that? Probably not. Listen to the attorney, listen to what's her name, Kathy Tran, and she is a Congress member from Virginia. Take a listen.
How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the...
Yeah, she has to kind of, you know, water it down. She, you know, physical health, mental... I'm talking about mental health, he said.
The third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
She did the bill. She knows whether it has a limit or not. It doesn't. That's why I said to you, mom could be starting labor pains and say, I don't want this thing.
So,
listen to the long pause here. Because I think I know where he wants to go, but he can't.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth. She has physical signs that she is about to give birth.
Labor pains. She's having contractions.
Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified?
Now the legislator's going, how am I going to answer this? What am I going to say?
She's dilating.
Oh, okay, God.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman...
I understand that. I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
Yes, my bill would allow the doctor and the mother to be a murderer. Because at that point in time, and I don't care how many of you write me hate notes, how many of locals write me hate notes, it's a baby. It has a heartbeat. It's coming down the birth canal. And when you take the life at that point, you are committing murder. It's really that simple. That thing can't be anything else but at that point in time. We have become a sick community, and I mean a sick community. Lawrence Beck joins me after the break. We're going to talk about where we were at with North Korea and China. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon of choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. I want you to give me an email address. That's important to me. I use it to get the message out on a weekly basis because the social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, and so on, are banning us, slowing us down, that kind of thing. So if you really want to get the message out, if you really like what the show has to offer, then I need you to get involved. I need you to get engaged. It's really that simple. And do get engaged. Anyway, you know, I've on several on a regular basis, I love to make fun of that little fat Asian guy over there. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't expect everybody to use those terms, but, I mean, President Trump lovingly calls him Rocket Man, which I'm okay with. I think that's a great term to use, but I don't know much about it. Now, my guest, I've heard him speak about North Korea and Korea as a whole several times, and I just finally decided this time I heard him. I said, look, you guys have got to hear some of this information, because I know you don't get it on a regular basis, and I also know the mainstream media is not going to share any of this with you. So I've asked Lawrence Peck to join me. He's an expert on North Korean affairs. Lawrence, thanks for being with me.
Hello, very great pleasure to be on your show. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, listen, Lawrence, before we get rolling, because, you know, everybody's a cynic, right? So why don't you give people some of the information on you so they know truly the information you have and why you're on the show talking about North Korea.
Well, I studied about the Korean issues intensively, and I have for a couple of decades. I actually worked in South Korea for several years, and I can speak a bit of Korean, not absolutely fluently like native, obviously, but I serve as an advisor to the North Korea Freedom Coalition, which is one of the premier North Korea human rights groups based in D.C., and out here in L.A., I serve as an advisor also to the Save Korea Foundation, which is a Korean-American conservative group. And throughout the past couple of decades, I've been participating and speaking at seminars in Korea and here on the Korea issue. And I've been interviewed by some of the major news media there, including the conservative news media there in South Korea.
So I'd say you have a little experience in the with Korean, politics and affairs, which is great. Okay, so let's deal with this. First of all, you hear the term North Korea, South Korea, and Korea. When people are referring, because I had this question myself, I didn't have a chance to ask the other day. When people are referring to Korea generically, are they referring to both? Are they referring to South Korea or North Korea?
Well, it really depends. It depends on what the individual has in mind. It could be one of the above or all of the above. There are some people who just generically refer Korea to mean the entire peninsula, and there are others who refer to, when they refer to Korea, they mean the prosperous, pro-Western, free country of South Korea. But as I said, it really depends on what's in the mind of the user.
So let's just start off with the generalizations, right? You've got North Korea, you've got South Korea. It seems for the first time in decades there's some warming there. Is it real? Is it not real? Do you think that the Koreans as a whole are truly looking at reunification at some point in time, or is this just all smoke and mirrors?
Well, there have been some changes, but the question is, are they good? Are they meaningful? Are they realistic? Are they permanent or temporary changes? And I believe, and a lot of experts in D.C., and I'm talking about conservative ones included, and a lot of the Korean conservatives, both in Korea and here in the U.S., believe, unfortunately, that a lot of the changes we're seeing, some of them are beneficial, but many of them are, a lot of them even perhaps, are fleeting in nature, can be easily reversed, and in the long run are not good for security interests of South Korea or of the U.S., for that matter.
Interesting. Of South Korea or the U.S., I mean, again, I didn't expect that guy was going to start dismantling all his nuclear arsenal or what little he had or how much he had. I knew that we weren't going to be able to trust him as a whole. But is he at all concerned of what the U.S. might do to him if he starts rattling his saber again, if he starts firing off rockets again? Or does he care?
Oh, I think he is concerned, and he has been concerned. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons why we're at the stage we are now is because President Trump really ramped up what were already existing, and he began enforcing much more strenuously what were already existing sanctions and economic pressure, which the U.S. has had on North Korea for many years. But President Trump really put teeth into them, and that was one reason why the North Koreans at least were willing to at least temporarily give up on some of their more provocative actions and begin to speak with us, whether regardless of how it will eventually pan out.
Now, if you could, we don't have an hour to do this, but give us just a basic overview of the history, you know, Korea, North Korea, You've got the son running it. How does he govern different than dad? Give us an overview, because a lot of people, we don't get a lot of information on Korea. We're not taught a lot in school about Korea.
Yes, well, the Korean War is sometimes referred to, although not by the veterans who fought and bled there, as the Forgotten War, but in general it's almost, in a sense, the forgotten country. And I guess the brief primer on the issue would be to start out with the fact that in the early part of the last century, around 1910 or so, all of Korea, the entire peninsula, was colonized by Japan, and Japan ruled that country up until South Korea and North Korea, which was, of course, just one peninsula. There wasn't a north and south previously. Gained its freedom as a result of the U.S. defeat of Japan in World War II. Their actual, what they call their Liberation Day, in essence, their Independence Day from colonial rule, was the day that Japan accepted the U.S. surrender terms in 1945. And then there was a hope that the peninsula, because it always, for many centuries had been one unified state, although in the past there were different kingdoms in Korea, just like there were in China. There was a hope that it would be one unified country. And after World War II, the Soviets, who had entered the Pacific War at the very tail end, the last couple of days and weeks, were set up to organize just on a temporary basis to occupy the northern portion of Korea, the 38th parallel, and we sent our troops in after the Japanese surrendered to the southern part, south of the 38th peninsula. As I said, the U.S. was trying to work for an independent all-Korean nation with guaranteed fair U.N.-supervised elections, but the Soviets didn't go for that, obviously, just like they were imposing their own regimes in Eastern Europe. At that same time, they imposed one in North Korea, and they brought in one of their stooges, a communist named Kim Il-sung, and set him up as the leader of that country, and it imposed a Stalinist-type dictatorship there.
All right. Well, also, you'll have to finish up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We're learning about North Korea. You need to have a clue as to what it's all about so you know what the politics are of pushing back on them. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
22 states from Montana to New York recorded sub-zero temperatures.
the wind chills in some areas felt like 50 below zero. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says it is dangerously cold.
When you have wind chills of minus 50 degrees, let's say, on average, it's very, very hard to talk. That air could actually freeze within the windpipe and down into the lungs. So they're telling people not to be outdoors and talking.
The record cold across the South has prompted the opening of emergency warming centers. Paul Stensrud has opened his church to the homeless in Jeffersontown, Kentucky.
It's a hand up, not a handout, you know, but we're here to help them get to that next level to get them off the streets.
Wind chills in parts of Kentucky hit minus 25. So far, 9 deaths are blamed on the weather. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. Let's get back to it. Lawrence Peck joins me. He's an expert on North Korean affairs, and when we're going through the history of Korea, North and South, and we're going to talk a little bit about about the closeness of North Korea with China. Lawrence, thanks for being with me.
Hi. Before the break, I was just giving your listeners a little briefing about Korean history and how we got to here from there. And I just noted that after the end of World War II and the liberation of Korea, the Soviets by agreement occupied the northern half and we the southern half. But the Soviets did what they did in Eastern Europe, which was install a Stalinist dictatorship in the north. And in the south, you had a pro-Western free government. The result was the North Koreans with Stalin's approval, invading South Korea massively on June 25th, 1950, and then you had the Korean War, where we, under the auspices of the UN and other allied nations, got involved and fought the North Koreans to a standstill, and the Chinese were also involved in that war. They intervened at the request of the North Koreans and of Stalin, and that's been pretty much the status quo in Korea ever since. You have a DMZ which roughly, not exactly, but roughly corresponds to the old 38th parallel line with armed forces on both sides of that. And the North has since then had this horrible dictatorship, first of Kim Il-sung, the founder of the regime, then his son, Kim Jong-il, who was in power for a while, and then when he died in 2011, the gentleman who you refer to as a rocket man, the current brutal dictator Kim Jong-un, took over when his father died in 2011.
Yeah, well, again, I look at him, and I think about what's going on there in Korea. Those people don't stand a chance. Now, the South Korea, let's talk about that. When it comes to South Korea, it's not really capitalism that they run under, is it? It's kind of a mix of socialism slash capitalism, is it not?
Well, they had a kind of a state-managed economy for many years to industrialize and build up their economy from a very poor agricultural state, a kind of a state-managed capitalism kind of development under the rule of the strongman Park Chung-hee in the 60s and the 70s, and that was the result of that was what the so-called miracle on the Han River that made Korea now perhaps the 10th or 11th largest economy in the world.
Wow, and you just think how they thrive, how they've grown under that. Let's talk a little bit, go back to North Korea for a second. How close, the closeness between North Korea and China, how much influence does China honestly have on North Korea and could be having on the current negotiations with President Trump?
Well, that's a matter that our top experts have always pondered and don't always agree on, because on the one hand, they had a strong historical alliance, Communist China and North Korea. The Chinese and the North Koreans often explain their relationship as close as lips and teeth are. But they've had their differences in the past. There were times when the North Koreans, you know, kind of veered more towards the old Soviet Union when the Soviets were having their disputes with China. And it's still somewhat of an open question how much the precise or real influence they have over the North, except one area that we know that they have a huge amount of control is in terms of the North Korean economy, which is a disaster area. And North Korea only has a land border with one other country other than South Korea, which is China. They depend on China really to for all of their trade, especially for a lot of their raw materials such as oil. And if the Chinese, for example, were to get on board with a lot of our sanctions, which they haven't really been doing, they could really bend the North Koreans to their will.
Interesting. I mean, it really is interesting when you look at how all this plays together. We don't hear much about it. You hear what's going on. I mean, you know, we're the U.S. is pushing China into a corner. How they can handle dealing with us, dealing with you know, North Korea and all that at the same time has got to be a handful. So there was recently I heard you speaking, and there were some interesting parallels between what the FBI here or the Department of Justice here tried to do to Donald Trump and the South Korean president who was recently, fairly recently, ousted over some kind of information in a fake dossier. Give us the replay of that.
Well, South Korea in 2012 elected a conservative, pro-American president, their first female president in their history, who took a lot of good policy steps, kind of in line with what American conservatives would perceive to be good in relation to a hard line towards North Korea. But she had a lot of enemies, both on the Korean left, obviously, but also some factions within her own party. She had her own kind of resistance, if you may want to call it, internal resistance. Or even a deep state who really weren't on board with her from the get-go. And what that resulted in 2016-2017 was an impeachment and removal of office of her, backed in part by some of her own so-called allies, but mostly by the far left and some people who were duped into believing there were serious charges, which really, in many cases, didn't hold up. And as you indicated, many of the charges against her were based on this so-called dossier. It was actually a dossier that was files on a tablet PC, which were a very dubious sourcing, which were supposedly found by a very left-wing reporter who then went on TV every night and started revealing these things, which who knows where it came from or its accuracy.
I love the fact that you had a reporter, a media person, that actually went on the air and constantly pounded away on a nightly basis, daily basis, what have you, obviously he wasn't pushing it as fake, but about this dossier that wasn't real, had information that couldn't be substantiated. Anyway, did she end up going to jail over this?
Yes, she is in jail now. As a matter of fact, they jailed her even before the trials that they that she was undergoing for various criminal charges that they then levied against her after the actual impeachment and removal from office. They claimed that she was going to flee or destroy evidence. She was the president of a country, and they can't let her stay at home during the trial process, which went on for months and months and months, actually in violation of some Korean criminal law and procedure. They kept her locked up for the entire time, and they keep on as a kind of sop to the far left in Korea, who wants to probably throw away the key on her. They keep on finding new charges to throw at her and incarcerate her for longer. There were, according to legal experts who I know, including lawyers there who defended her in their constitutional court, there were a whole host of legal procedural irregularities, lapses in typical precedent that went on in the trial. It just really wasn't what we would consider to be a fair and just process.
When I think about the Koreas, either one of them for that matter, I'm not so sure, again, you know more than I do, but I'm not so sure I ever equate legal, honest, and upright processes to the equation. So, I get bits and pieces. Remember, I don't study it like you do. I get stories that people send me. I get information that people send me. Like, I don't know for sure. Are the citizens of South Korea, are they pushing back on the liberals? And explain the difference there truly between the conservative and the liberal/labor class.
Yes. Well, there actually they don't use the word liberal in the way we do. They use it more in the European sense, meaning conservative. So it's sometimes confusing for Americans. For example, the conservatives will stress that they're in favor of liberal democracy, meaning the kind of conservative views held here in America. But there they tend to refer to the what we would call the liberals or the leftists as leftists or progressives or sometimes even pinkos in their own vernacular. But there is a vibrant, I'm happy to say, a vibrant and increasingly growing pro-U.S. conservative movement in Korea, which in many respects came out of a backlash to this leftist power grab, some people say a leftist coup through the impeachment. And these people are very active on YouTube because they have to go around the same problem that we deal with a very biased left-wing mainstream media. And they're also very active on the streets every weekend. Since early 2017, they have these mass demonstrations in Seoul and other South Korean cities at which they express their gratitude for America, their support for the American government and the U.S.-South Korea alliance. And they wave American flags, and it's really, I happen to experience some of them. It's really something to see.
That they're waving American flags. I think this is just wonderful. I really do. We'll be back.
And they don't take a knee for them. When they sing the national anthem, no one takes a knee there.
I should hope not. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. Talk more about what's going on in North and South Korea.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I don't want to waste my guest time. We're getting a lot of good information tonight. Lawrence Beck joins me. He's an expert on North Korean affairs, and I've heard him speak several times now, and I got to tell you, I get so much good information from him. And Lawrence, thanks for joining us tonight.
Pleasure to be with you.
You know, again, there are so many Not just politically, but the way we operate. So many comparisons or similarities between the U.S. and South Korea. I think it's interesting. You and I were talking during the break, and you said that one of the problems that they're having is that the liberal teachers or the teachers there are enamored or somehow in love with North Korea and push more liberal textbooks for their kids. And I just don't get it. I do not get when they look at North Korea and they look at what they don't have and they wouldn't be afforded under that kind of regime. How does that get sold? How do they believe in that?
Well, yes, just like every country in the world, and our own obviously not excluded, they've got higher levels of education. They've got the whole Marxist professor kind of thing going, which is a curse we all unfortunately have to live with. But even at the lower levels of education there, they have a kind of unique problem because they have an extremely, extremely radical government, National Teachers Union, which is actually pro-North in some of its positions. And they come that way just by arriving at it through ideological temptation. And they see the North as what they consider to be the true or the more nationalistic or the more authentic Korea, which is standing up to the evil imperialists, that kind of thing. So it's kind of a perverted, a Marxist-Leninist-laced nationalistic appeal.
I'm always amazed by this stuff. And the reason I am is that you look at it, you look at what's going on, and you say, you can see how this stuff fails. You know, you look at every major city in this country. And it's run, you know, by a mostly a left-leaning type of process when it comes to education. And the schools in the inner cities are the ones that fail the most. They're in the worst shape because of the way they, you know, they deal with education. And that means that the black community, the Hispanic community, they take a beating over it because their communities are suffering. And you look at what's happening overseas, and it's the same mindset, and nobody changes it. It's just amazing to me. Find it interesting.
Well, they have the same kind of situation there. They have their big city left-wing political machines, and, you know, the more rural areas in general tend to vote more conservative as compared to some of the larger cities. So a lot of similarities.
Yeah, you know, again, amazing. I'm loving, you know, the more I learn about South Korea, I wonder, do their people, they're going about their business on a daily basis. You know, you were talking earlier about how they're now having some issues with the economy. The kids aren't... The younger kids are having a harder time finding jobs and what have you. But are they politically astute? Are they politically connected like we are to a degree?
Well, there is, just like here among, unfortunately, some young folks and millennials, there is a lot of apathy towards politics there among the young generations. But there you have a little bit of a different situation because they were promised when the new leftist leader came to power that there would be this new dawn of a wonderful economy and the past conservative policies would all be overturned and they would all have a bright and rosy future. But because of the socialistic policies which have been imposed by the leftist government there now in power, these young folks simply aren't able to get jobs and are suffering in a myriad of ways just in their daily lives and in their pocketbooks. So now some of the young folks, according to polls, are beginning to turn and to have buyer's remorse about this new left-wing government. And some of them are actually turning out in increasing numbers at these pro-U.S. conservative protests against their government because of the terrible job they've done in wrecking the economy there, such as, for example, imposing these strong minimum wages, which have really devastated the economy there.
All right, so let's just get down. We've only got about 6 minutes left. Let's get down to brass tacks. What's the reality of us making a deal with little Kim, is what I lovingly refer to him as, and having them stick to it? What are they looking for from us? What can we entice them with?
Well, it remains to be seen if a deal can be reached, for what kind of a deal. The devil is really in the details, more than in most cases when you're dealing with the North Koreans, because they have this history of violating commitments they've made, of violating international law and the various other obligations they had. But the problem really boils down to this. It's that our goal is to get them denuclearized, for them to give up these nuclear weapons that they had, including ones which they can perhaps soon, if not already, be able to put on their ICBM program, which could reach not only U.S. territories, but sooner or later, perhaps even in the near future or currently, reach the mainland, the U.S. Now, as I said, the problem is when the North Koreans seem to be agreeing that they will denuclearize in exchange for certain things like the removal of U.S. sanctions or what have you. What they're actually saying is different from what they're intending, and they've given us strong indications of that, even direct statements of that. And what I mean by that is when they say, for example, that they agree with the president that they'll eventually get to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, what they've actually stated in a kind softer or less noticeable fashion, is that what they mean by that is not merely them giving up their nuclear weapons, which is what we want. Their definition is that we, the U.S., would have to give up all of its nuclear-equipped forces in our bases in that region, like Okinawa and Guam, that we would have to stop all military exercises with the South Koreans, which ensure readiness and promote the peace on the peninsula, and we would even have to remove from that whole region near China all of our air and sea assets, which were nuclear capable. So these are really intolerable conditions, which the North Koreans want, which, by the way, are conditions which China would just love to have.
Wow. Oh, yeah, no, of course. No question about it. Like I said early on that China must be going out of their minds because there's an issue here. China has to deal with us now with the tariffs and some other things. You know, they can't get that spread either. You know, they're trying to defend their phony islands. They've got an economy they have to deal with, and now if they have to deal with him too, that might be an issue, don't you think?
Yes, well, the Chinese, we really can't say, we really don't believe, are thrilled about the prospect of a nuclear North Korea, only because their main thing is stability on their borders. And this kind of adds a wild card to it, because they know that we're upset about it. The other regional powers, like South Korea and Japan and other states, are worried about it. So it kind of is something which they consider a wild card or destabilizing, which they don't like, because it could lead eventually to the collapse or a military attack on North Korea, and that's something they don't want, because they're perfectly content and happy with having this like-minded dictatorship on their border.
No kidding. All right. So where are the better or the places that people can go, cut through the clutter, and really find out what North Korea, what South Korea, what they're about? And again, I have that picture in my mind where they were moving back and forth in a demilitarized zone. And thinking, okay, I realize that a lot of this is just for show. But even this bit of show wouldn't have happened 10 years ago, right? Something is changing there.
Well, yes, they have been, though, historically, the North Koreans, just like the Soviets, used to shift back and forth to these policies for a couple of years of a relatively more conciliatory aspect, where they're not bombing airliners or sinking ships or doing things like, or firing off missiles in their tests. But then they would just as quickly shift back to the more provocative types of behavior, where they're making armed incursions to the south and where they're threatening to turn Washington into a sea of fire and hacking our computers and things like that. And by the way, they are continuing full scale with their hacking activities worldwide, including against U.S. government and corporate entities here.
Well, I think anybody who believes that when North Korea says something or any one of those groups says something, that we can be 100% assured that there's no problem. I think that they're smoking a lot more than tobacco. You know what I'm saying?
There are some folks, obviously who hope for the best, and the president himself has said while he hopes for the best, you know, he's on record as saying it may turn out to work, it may not turn out to work, and he's still betting that he will be able to, with the right mixture of carrots and sticks, induce them hopefully to denuclearize. But increasingly, and even as a matter of basic regime survival and ideology for them, most people really doubt, most serious experts, particularly the conservatives, doubt that they would ever agree to finally and fully denuclearize.
Because
they see it as their life insurance policy, their guarantee of being a strong country.
If you had people honestly interested in learning a little bit more about North and South Korea, what book, what writer could you turn them to? To get some information, to be more informed?
Well, I would give three answers to that. And one would be, there's an excellent analyst who some of your listeners may see on Fox News from time to time, a conservative analyst of North Korean and Chinese affairs who's very knowledgeable. And his name is Gordon Chang, Chang. And you can see some of his videos online. And he also has a very interesting Twitter feed in which he often shares useful information about what's currently going on in China and North Korea, information which usually doesn't get out into the mainstream media. A second source would be the various North Korea human rights organizations in Washington, D.C., whether it be the North Korea Freedom Coalition or the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, and thereby they can learn about what it's like in North Korea, the repressions there, and the really real crimes against humanity.
Go.
Okay.
Last one.
Yeah,
quick.
And Yeah, last one, Save Korea Foundation, which they can go and find on YouTube, some interesting English language videos there.
Perfect. Lawrence, thank you so much for being with me. A lot of good information. Appreciate the time. Hey, next hour we're going to deal with that global cooling, warming, just whatever it is. I can't keep up. We'll be back in a few minutes.